Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, and all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at InsuranceOneServices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on, we're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotecpnh.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Oh, Rita, let's try to get this right here. Let's see if this sounds just a little bit better as we welcome you back to Tippecanoe Valley High School.
A little technical problem.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty, but we're working through it, and we're going to try to find the way that we can source it out. Sounds like things are working okay, and that's a good sign. So I promise we're going to take one more break. We're going to come out. We're going to get everything reset. Had to kind of push some wires, push some things in some different places, and we'll be right back. We'll get tonight started.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
We appreciate everybody hanging out with us and the patience tonight to get us back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. We promise we're going to have a basketball game tonight, and it will be Tippecanoe Valley girls basketball taking on not DeKalb, Rita. We opened up a little bit in our open talking about why this was able to be a game tonight. Caston and Tippecanoe Valley, and what's going to be an awesome game. Now, Rita, I did a little bit of digging. These two teams have not met in the regular season since 2002, and since the year 2000, they've only met twice.
Yeah.
That was the year prior. Now, normally the reason for that is because these are preseason scrimmage partners. For years, Tippecanoe Valley and Gaston have held the Saturday before the season scrimmage against each other. Typically, you try to scrimmage a team you're not going to see in the regular season to not maybe give up your hand or show anything. I don't know if I believe in that all the way. But nonetheless, as a local opponent in Gaston, who they had a game get moved around because of weather or impending weather that might be coming. DeKalb didn't feel safe making that drive down tonight. I totally understand that's a bit of a drive there from Waterloo, and with some freezing rain on the way back, maybe not the safest bus ride back.
And they said, too, they had a couple of kids that had some injury, and also they were having some flu issues. So I think all of it together was something that they just felt like they shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's the right call, and err on the side of caution when you can. It's a non-conference game in that instance, so you know, I get the reasons there.
Interesting point on that. When we've seen Caston most in the postseason and most in season has been when they played Dryden.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone down to Caston several times for regional. They always make it very nice for us to come down there. We appreciate it so much. And we like the people that are down there. They're very great people. We know all of them. But they've never really been on the schedule. I think with our prior history of some great victories and state championship runs, I think it's really time that we put them back on the schedule. It's a good neighborhood schedule to have.
Absolutely. And it would be a great local game. The postseason success is there. And they're a pretty darn good team this year as well. 7-4. They're 4-1 in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference. They've won three straight games. Coach Josh Douglas, he's got them rolling. And one of his better players on the team, Madison Douglas, that's a familiar last name, obviously, 17 points per game. They've also got Grace Colvin. She's got 11.8 points per game. So there are quite a few players on this team that are able to score. Douglas also with 6 double-doubles this season. There is size for this Caston group. That's something Tippecanoe New Valley has struggled with at times this season, but I think overall it's going to be a pretty even matchup and a competitive game for the Vikings, who we haven't gotten a chance to talk about at all, Rita. They have not played a basketball game in 12 days because of all these weather cancellations.
That's not good.
No. That's not good, especially when you look at the fact they're going to have to walk in, essentially, and play 3 games in 6 days, all against very quality opponents. Tonight, you've got Caston, was going to be DeKalb. Saturday night, we're going to be traveling with them to Bremen at the Lions Den. Undefeated 11-0 Bremen as we're sitting here talking about that game. They could be 12-0 as we march into that matchup. And then December 23rd, it does not get any easier as they welcome one of the best teams in Class 2A, top 10 ranked Whitco in Class 2A. And we know about the offensive firepower about that group.
Interestingly enough on all that, you know, when you talk about the teams that they wanted to play and did play and get on the schedule, there are a few that they would have liked to have on the schedule, which I think will upgrade appreciably in the next couple of years. But I talked to Rebecca, and Rebecca said, you know, it's been 12 games since we've had a game, 12 nights since we've had a game. And she said, I was about ready to call and ask if they had 5 kids on the boys' team and the freshman team and send them over here and we have a game anyway. I said, you know, that might not have been a bad idea. Might not have been bad at all. And that, I guess, is there a rule against that?
I don't know. I think it would have just been mostly like a live simulation scrimmage game.
Yeah.
Probably would have been the outcome of that. But just to get these girls some game feel,
right,
would have been a good thing. And, yeah, they're situation with Frontier, same thing. They were traveling. This was a situation where they just needed a game. Caston was happy to open it up, and I think we're going to end up having a pretty good game. The JV game, that was a little lopsided, but I still think tonight's going to end up being a really great matchup and a good primer for Tippecanoe Valley as they get into the heart of their schedule. Really, really tough teams. But it's all going to come down to offense, right? That is what we preach with this team, and it's not as much offense. We know they're going to be able to find good shots. It's just getting those shots to go down. John Glenn, that was the game they played 12 days ago. 34-44 loss. Now here's the kicker. 19-18, Valley actually led at halftime by 1 point. They were outscored 18-9 in the fourth quarter. Did not shoot well in the fourth quarter. 4-for-10 from the free throw line. They were 19% from 3 and 25% overall. Those numbers are not going to win a lot of games for any team, but especially for Tippecanoe Valley that just needs to hit that 45-point mark. That's really all you're looking for with the Vikings. They're 6-0 this year. When they score 45 points or more, they're 0-3 when they score 45 points or less.
The defense is there, but sooner or later you have to turn that into points. And the boys' team is having the same problem. The defense is there, pretty solid, but you have to turn it into points. So we'll see what they can do tonight. I think any night that you can get a good night or two under your belt before Bremen would be extraordinary, because we know what the Lions are going to bring. They're going to take it to you.
Yes,
we do. Valley has to be ready for that one for sure.
Absolutely. So the 2024 Class 1A Regional Champion Cast and Lady Comet make their way to Tippecanoe Valley High School here at Rita Price Simpson Court. 6-3 Valley, 7-4 Caston. It's going to be a fantastic matchup. Cannot wait to bring you this one as we take our final timeout. Closing out our pregame show, we will get you into the game when we return. We'll have starters from public address announcer Wayne Landis when we return right here on 107.3 WRSW.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and ARC welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to Gagnon.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote, or if you need immediate service, go to the website, warsaweng.com.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Tippecanoe Valley High School. Tonight's matchup, Caston and Valley. We'll send it down to the floor for the public address announcing of Wayne Landis as he brings you the starting lineups for tonight's matchup.
Now, let's meet each of the teams. First of all, our guests, the Lady Comets of Caston High School. Starting at guard, 5'3" and sophomore, number 4, Hadley Coffey. Starting at guard, 5'3" and senior, number 11, Camilla Hernandez-Rios. Starting at third guard position, a 5'7" and sophomore, number 12, Grace Colby. Starting at a fourth guard, a 5'6" inch junior, number 22, Madison Douglas. And rounding out the Comet lineup is a 5'9" inch forward, number 10, Allison Craig. The Comets are coached by Josh Douglas.
Stookie. It is Savannah Miller who's in the starting lineup tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. And, Reed, I think that's her first career start, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's an addition to the lineup, and for good reason. Savannah's numbers this season through nine games, 5.2 points per game, 45% from the floor is what she's shooting. And that is on nine games of pretty much all the varsity time that she's had. She has not had a ton of varsity time in her prior season as a freshman. So as a sophomore, she gets her first start. Season high, 15 points, which she etched twice this season, once against Plymouth and then once again against Knox. Izzy Woodruff will be at the center circle. She will oppose Caston's number 33, Allison Craig. And we should have some Indiana High School girls basketball here on 107.3 on a Thursday night. Momentarily, we do. Quick tip is won by Caston. As the Comets start with the first offensive possession, there's Madison Douglas, the leading scorer for Caston, 17 points per game for the junior. And the ladies will work it around the perimeter. Hernandez-Rios, a touch foul on the interior. Looks like it's going to go against number 32, Savannah Miller. Not a lot of contact there, but some contact. And Coach Rebecca Parker always telling us that she's okay with some contact as long as it's consistently called on both sides of the floor. We'll see if little contact becomes big contact in the way of foul trouble. Quick early shot. No good for Grace Colvin. That was a right baseline lob. And then the pass up the court. Gonzalez to Hadley Wise. The leading scorer for Tippecanoe Valley has her first two of the game. 13.3 points per game. She leads the group in overall scoring. Full court press is picked up quickly by Tippecanoe Valley, broken nicely by Caston. Not a lot of time to prepare for these two teams on each other's part. Obviously, this is a game that we were not expecting. It was expected to be DeKalb tonight. And there's another miss for Caston and a travel against the Vikings on their offensive end. 7:09 left to play. We're early, very early in this contest. 2-0 lead for Tippecanoe Valley. Caston in, being immediately hammered by the Tippecanoe Valley defense. Douglas up to Hernandez Rose. Here's a left three, left wing three, no good. Rebounded out by Craig. There's one rebound for her. Up and in, the shot no good, but she is fouled underneath the basket. And Gabby Gonzalez now has her first personal foul. So two of the guards on the floor for Tippecanoe Valley, already with two personal fouls. Savannah Miller and Gabby Gonzalez, her first. .657 is Craig at the free throw line. Spins her first home. That's the first cast-in points of the night at the .657 mark. The Vikings once again 6-3. They're 2-1 in conference play, and they've got a big one upcoming against Bremen on Saturday night. 2-for-2 for Craig at the line. Ties the game at 2. .657 as Valley quickly works across right to left. They're already across the midline. Gabby Gonzalez, leading assist getter for Tippecanoe Valley with 5.3 assists per game. Holds the basketball at the TV logo. Bounces it over to Savannah Miller on the right block. Savannah lost it, got double teamed. Now she chases back after the ball on the court, and she's tied up with Hernandez Rios. And that is where we get a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Vikings. It will stay with Tippecanoe Valley. Gonzalez on the K of Vikings, the left baseline. She inbounds to Buzzard. Buzzard turns back a pass to Wise, and now it's Woodruff, extended wide right wing. Handoff and a give and go for Gonzalez, who's bunched up between two defenders. That was good defense by Hadley Coffing, who slowed down Hernandez's dribble, or rather Gonzalez's dribble. And it is a just out of bounds back to Tippecanoe Valley. Looking to the left, looking to the inside. Woodruff's in the right spot, and that's the second assist of the night for Gabby Gonzalez. As Izzy Woodruff's on the board, Valley's lead is 4-2. Pass across the midline, successful. Coughing, trying to go to the inside. Good contact by Tippecanoe Valley, and a deflection pokes it away from the intended hands of Allison Craig. Vikings back with the basketball, 4-2. Gonzalez, a bounce pass far wing for Wise. Wise looks to the interior, now takes a screen left from Dalen Buzzard. Two hands high point the basketball. Great pass down low. Woodruff to Miller. Miller missed the first, but got the second on the putback to go. Savannah Miller scores. So now three Vikings have accounted for the total of 6 points at 2 points each. Izzy Woodruff told us last night on Onboard with the Vikings that her favorite thing to do is to give out assist. Steal by Hadley Wise. Quick pass to Gabby Gonzalez, and now four Vikings are on the board. It's 8-2 Tippecanoe Valley. Inbound steal by Hadley Wise. Back to Gonzalez, and a floater with the right hand's good for Gabby. That'll usher in a timeout. It's a full timeout for Caston, and Tippecanoe Valley holds a 10-2 lead with 5:29 left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get you right back out to Rita Price Simpson Court on 107.3 WRSW.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Welcome back to Rita Price Simpson Court, Tippecanoe Valley, a 10-2 lead. It's girls basketball action here on a rainy, expected to get a little bit colder as well, Thursday night. Caston has the basketball, leading scorer Madison Douglas yet to score. The only 2 points actually at the free throw line. No made field goals yet for the Comets, as it's 10-2, and Tippecanoe Valley showing a 2-3 zone that takes a steal. Gonzalez the steal. Quick pass to Wise. That basketball poked out of the hands of Hadley Wise. Good defensive recovery by Madison Douglas. So that keeps Tippecanoe Valley off the board for the moment. But it is once again a baseline out of bounds left of the Vikings basket. Quickly to Wise. Wise missed the bunny. A little resistance by Caston, but Savannah Miller fighting for the loose ball. It's a jump ball. Good effort for Savannah. But back to Caston, the basketball goes.
When the ball came in there, it was so cleanly done. I think there for a while, Wise looked around and thought, oh, we're started all over again. Very quiet right now.
A little sluggish from both teams, I would say. Caston in a similar situation. They've had a couple of games get shaken up and moved around. And there's a steal at midcourt on the inbound and then taken away. Woodruff had her pass taken by Douglas for Caston. Madison Douglas trying to get on the board. She does as she flies through the lane down the right side and scores off the glass. So there's the leading scorer. Remember, 17 points per game for her. And she's finally on the board at the 4:44 mark of the first quarter. That's got to be a big point of emphasis tonight for Tippecanoe Valley, is to keep her off the board. Jumper blocked by Wise, rather Wise's jumper blocked and rebounded by Colvin. Colvin at midcourt, a bounce pass extended right wing to Douglas. Douglas right in front of the Tippecanoe Valley bench. She one-hands a pass to Addison Steininger. Now pass for Colvin to the interior. She was looking for Hadley Coffing, who didn't quite get the cut. Quick pass to Woodruff from Wise. That's a nice pass.
Well, she's turned out to be quite a player. Someone we didn't even think about in the early season.
She worked so hard in the offseason to get to the point that she is at right now. Haley Stuckey right now in the game trying to force a turnover. 10-second count. They do force a turnover. Her with some help from Hadley Wise. Caston really struggling just to move the basketball across midcourt right now. Eddie Shepard checks in as Woodruff gets a breather. Woodruff checks out with 4 points. Here's Betty Shepard. Betty averaging 2.2 points per game this season, but a ton of energy on the defensive side of the ball.
Very impactful. Every time they put her in, she makes something happen.
Bounce pass to Wise from Gonzalez. Back to the perimeter for Stuckey. Stuckey, wide open lane, takes the basketball from her right hand to her left hand and missed the lay-in. Now Caston in transition, up the court, off the glass and in for Grace Colvin. The pass from Madison Douglas to set that up. 12-6 the lead for Tippecanoe Valley with 3:37 left to go in the first quarter. Now the Vikings want to slow it down at least for the moment. Gonzalez walks it to the top of the key. Basketball in the hands of Wise. Now back to Stuckey at the top of the key. Now back to Wise. Left wing three off the mark. Rolls off the rim. Shepard flies in for the offensive rebound. And her effort at least gave Caston the inability to get the basketball back as it was off the hands of Hadley Coffing. And the Comets will have to get back on defense. Substitution, Gigi Berry into the game. Grace Colvin checks out. For being a 1A program, Reed, Caston very deep. Not afraid to go to that bench. They've already gotten into the bench by two players.
They've always had good numbers down there at all the girls' athletics. They've done very well with building a program.
Long two for Daylen Buzzard off the front iron. Rolls out to Madison Douglas. So the rebounds keep piling up for her. And Douglas fighting through some strong defense from Hadley Wise. Now she'll go right at Wise. Wise hit the deck and went flying. It's a kick-out pass to the perimeter and a missed three for Allison Craig. Buzzard the rebound. Full court pass. Extra pass to Shepard on the run. And Betty's shot is no good, but a late whistle will get her to the free throw line. That was a great extra pass. It was buzzard full court to Gonzalez under the basket. And with her back turned to the basket, she bounced it to Shepard, who was striding towards the cup.
Made that all look a little bit easy. I think probably the length of time it took to develop that play hurt it right at the end, but Betty hit her first free throw. That's a big thing.
That is something she has not done too many times this season. 15% at the free throw line this season. Tippecanoe Valley is not a great free throw shooting team. They're just 59% this season. That will certainly help that average for Betty, and she nearly went 2 for 2. Second one spun out of the can. 13-6 the lead. Shepard on the board with a 1 for 2 trip at the free throw line. 2:49 left to go. Douglas drawing nearly a double team from Tippecanoe Valley. Natalie Warner also checked into the game. That's a 6-foot junior for Coach Josh Douglas and his group. Coach Rebecca Parker trying to shout out the defensive commands. Douglas trying to take it on the best defender on the floor for Tippecanoe Valley. That's Hadley Wise, and Douglas wins this battle. That's just a straight isolation run to the cup for Douglas. And Wise hit with the personal foul. That's her first.
Really very good quick step.
Very
good.
That
first step was a good one, and she had the goods on her right then. Got her a little bit off balance.
Interestingly enough, they call it on the floor. I thought that maybe could have been on the shot.
Yeah.
Quick pass in to number 24, Steininger. Her three-point attempt, no good. 13-6 as Gonzalez has the rebound. Long court, maybe pressed it just a little bit, and Wise able to tiptoe the baseline to save the possession. Buzzard to Shepard. Betty readjusts, misses it off the window. Comets get the rebound. They don't want to surge. It's led by Douglas. Over to Warner in the far corner, being guarded by the smaller Gabby Gonzalez. Now to Craig. Craig tries to turn and find some space. Check that. That's Barry. And we get a tie-up, and possession arrow favors the home team. That's the Vikings tonight.
Gonna have a substitution coming to the lineup right away. Using quite a few kids, but basically the core is about 6 for Caston.
Colvin back into the game. She's the second player on this team behind Douglas, who averages in double figures, normally right around 11.8 points per game. Another 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Shepard back to Gonzalez. Wise sets a screen right. Gonzalez had a sliver to shoot a three. She ended up passing it up for a pass to Buzzard on the interior. That shot no good. Offensive rebound. The putback no good by Betty Shepard. Second try for Betty, no good. This try for Haley Stuckey is good, and the offensive rebounds keep piling up for the Vikings. In the loss against John Glenn 12 days ago, they did have 15 offensive rebounds. Actually, had more offensive rebounds than they did defensive rebounds, and that could have been attributed to the poor shooting night for the Vikings. Douglas in the midst of a triple team. No foul is called. There wasn't a ton of contact. Tippecanoe Valley on the push. Three on one. Pass to Wise. No good on the lay-in. And taken by Gonzalez. Gonzalez saves it on the inbound. Somehow files it back to Hadley Wise. And Wise able to score. So Valley's lead in double figures for the first time tonight. It's 17-6. Under a minute left to go. Stuckey gets her paw in on Grace Colvin and nearly stole the basketball away. Now Douglas is just being pestered by the defense. Perfectly executed, though. She turns it and passes it to Wise, who is fouled and scores with the left hand. Wait. Back and forth we go, and Tippecanoe Valley turning points off of turnovers.
You can really tell that they've been anxious to play because they're anxious to play tonight. Gonzalez has gotten off to a really good start. The team kind of goes by Gonzalez in the early part, and she's come out strong early tonight.
Now let's see. Six different Vikings already have scored tonight.
Right.
Why is the best free throw shooter by percentage on the team? 75%. She'll help her average as she completes a three-point play. 19-6. Savannah Miller checks in to give Hadley Wise a little bit of a breather.
She's got seven in this first quarter.
Izzy Woodruff also checking into the game. Haley Stuckey already off the bench, and so is Betty Shepard. So you have three of the five starters in the game right now for the Vikings with 40 seconds left to go in the quarter and a 20-6 lead. Gonzalez guarding Colvin to Douglas, extended way out far right wing, back to Colvin far left wing. Colvin being pestered by Gonzalez. Quick pass to Douglas is airmailed into the Tippecanoe Valley student section, who loves that. They love getting any type of action they can with the basketball, even though they're not playing. A lot of basketball players over there, by the way.
That was about the best reaction from a crowd I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Right into the hands of, I don't know if that was Malachi
that
grabbed that.
Wasn't it?
It was a Drudge. Yeah, Drudge got that basketball. 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Miller on the far wing, left-handed dribble. Out of the top of the key for Stuckey. Near wing for Gonzalez. Extended top of the key between the circles is Miller. 10 seconds left. The action on offense has to start soon for Tippecanoe Valley. Gonzalez checks the clock on the far wing. Swings a left wing pass to Stuckey, whose three-pointer rolls off. Offensive rebound by Betty Shepard. It's on the court. And that is where the quarter will end with the basketball on the floor. 20-6, the Vikings on top of Caston here tonight in a matchup for the first time since 2002. And Tippecanoe Valley looking to pick up their third win in the last 25 years over Caston. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We'll get you more on tonight's matchup and even get you prepped and ready for our halftime show presented by Beacon Point Advisors.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotecpnh.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Baylen, along with us tonight, doing the play-by-play for tonight's game. Remember, Peru tomorrow night, and we go to Bremen then Saturday. Busy week.
Both teams 0-5 in that boys' matchup tomorrow night. Somebody's going to walk out of this gym with their first win. That's always, I don't want to say it's one of the better games when you get two winless teams, but there is desperation on the court. Both those teams want to win very badly, so it ends up being a pretty good contest. Caston's first offensive possession of the second quarter is knocked out of bounds, and they'll have to do it all over again from the right of their own basket on the baseline. And that's a rare break for Madison Douglas. We saw her get pulled out right at the end of the quarter. It's just about a 15-second break with the extension of the in-quarter timeout. She's back in the game pretty quickly and for good reason. She's the primary ball handler of this group, and she soars into the lane and into the teeth of the defense, gets a floater to drop through.
Did a really good job that time of making her way, made a good path.
When you're leading scorer, it's frustrating sometimes because you are the defensive game plan for every opponent you will face. You're no secret, especially once you're 11 games into the season. 20-8 the score. Pass from Wise to Woodruff, right back to Hadley Wise. What a beautiful find from Izzy Woodruff.
Wise is ready tonight, too.
She is. Woodruff just squeezed that passing lane perfect with the bounce pass, and Wise did the rest at the cup. 22-8. I believe Hadley, what, 9 points now, Rita? Just a point shy of 10?
Yeah.
She'll be the first in double figures tonight if she can get there. Miller and Wise all over Douglas. Douglas trying to get rid of the basketball to her left. She does to Hadley coughing. Now down low to Craig off the glass with the right hand. Good for Allison Craig. 4 points for Craig. She matches Douglas for a team high. 22-10. 6:41 left to play in the first half. Well, the Alder for Bergen, rather, Beacon Point Advisors post halftime show. Tripping myself up. Formerly Alder for Bergen. Good for folks at Beacon Point Advisors. Good ball movement for Tippecanoe Valley. It's a long two for Hadley Wise. And now she officially is into double figures. That is 10 points or more in 9 of the now 10 games this season for Tippecanoe Valley basketball.
But she's on it tonight. You can tell there's a different attitude. She wants to play. Coming in really well and a little strong.
14-point lead for the Vikings with 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. In the near corner, Colvin, turnover. She tried to find Craig on the interior. The pass went right to the hands of Savannah Miller. And now Miller getting some run at the point guard position. Had the basketball poked out of her hands. Passes over the top of Hernandez Rios to Hadley Wise. Back to Daylon Buzzard. And now it's with Haley Stuckey to basketball. Over to Wise. Checks the clock. 5:45 left. Takes a screen left. Now dumps it on the roll off to Daylon Buzzard.
That was textbook there.
Really great execution on the pick and roll for the Vikings. And you're just seeing Tippecanoe Valley execute on the offensive end at a very high level tonight. Macy Koch will come in at the next stop, and that's going to be right now as there's a reach-in foul on Izzy Woodruff. Also, Gabby Gonzalez will get back into the game. So the Koch and Woodruff, and then Zartman also in for Colvin.
Valley foul number 20, Izzy Woodruff, her first, team's first.
26-10. Casting this season, 7-4, 4-1 in conference play. Still very alive in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference. Inbound stolen by Wise. Quick pass to Miller on the run. Couldn't get the lay-in to roll through. Let's see who it was last touched by. It was off of a blue jersey, and so the Vikings will get another chance.
That would have been a nice breakout. Just hit the left side of that rim and wouldn't go over.
It's those layups. If the Vikings could convert on half of those missed layups, they'd be shooting well into the 50. What a great breakaway for Macy Koch and an even better find by Gabby Gonzalez. So Macy comes off the bench cold, and now she scored in all five of her games this season. Started the season with a boot on her foot and missed a couple of games, but making an impact here already offensively and now defensively matched up with Craig. Pass was deflected by Gonzalez, but it does get back to the perimeter. And now coughing, trying to find Hernandez Rios, and it is last touch. Well, let's see. We initially had an indication that it was Tippecanoe Valley basketball, but the near sideline official overruling the far sideline official, giving Caston the offensive possession. Douglas trying to score up into the lane. How did she get that one through?
I don't know. That was a tough shot at best. She had a couple of kids all over her on that one.
Planted her 2 feet just about a step inside the free throw line and hoisted it through two defenders with two hands. Valley on the pick and roll again. This time it's Miller and Koch, and Koch too much resistance on the rebound, or rather the lay-in attempt. And Douglas trying to find some space on the other end, and she's fouled on her shot. Both her and Koch hit the floor. We'll see who the personal foul is called on. It is on Macy Koch, so her first.
Valley foul on number 30, Macy Koch, her first.
Douglas with 6 points tonight. That's the team lead for Caston. 4:28 left to go in the first half. Douglas' first free throw off the mark. Hadley Wise has a game high, 11 points tonight.
Natalie Warner
into the game. Ellie Zartman will check out. Grace Coleman will also check back into the game for Hadley Coffin. It's two substitutions for Caston. So I got to say, one of the better mascots or nicknames in the area. I've always admired the Comets.
Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but I was a Bourbon Comet myself.
Okay, all right, all right.
Old things become new again, you
know. That's right. Douglas splits the pair, gets the back end to go in the free throw try. 28-13, 4:14 left to go. I did know that deep down.
Of course you knew you were a Comet. Yes, you did.
There have been some good ones. Right wing three from Hadley Wise. No good. Rebounded out by Caston. Hernandez Rios, right in front of the Tippecanoe Valley bench, has to turn and give a pass back to Douglas. Douglas with her left hand tries to get to that same spot right around the free throw line. It's a long pass for a long three that's missed by Colvin. She gets her own miss, though, and tries to get it to Warner, but it's scooped away and stolen by Gonzalez. Tippecanoe Valley on the offensive transition. Gonzalez turned around a pass to Buzzard. It was last touched by Hernandez Rios, and it's out of bounds.
Good now, recognition that time, too.
It was. Now, I do have to say, is we're going to get a timeout taken by Tippecanoe Valley. I'm a little bit impartial. I did like the Atwood Greyhounds as well.
That was pretty cool. You are a Greyhound.
I was going to say, we do have a Greyhound at home. So.
Well, you know, I can break in here for a second and let you know, of course, they did play in a Quonset hunt.
Yeah.
And there was a post right down the middle of the floor. So you had to be careful when you went down one end of the floor. You could wrap right into the post. Those were the challenging days.
Was there ever a live Greyhound mascot?
I'm not aware that there was, but I can't say that there wasn't before I knew about it.
Somebody out there might know.
Somebody came up with the idea.
If you see us out of the game and you were an Atwood alum, perhaps, or someone, you know someone who was there ever a live Greyhound mascot?
They'll let us know. Yeah, there were a lot of great players over there, though. Mm-hmm. The Irwin family was there. There were just a lot of really great players. So it was a tradition of winning over there. It was just when you went, it was kind of strange.
Yeah.
In fact, that building was up here until the last few years.
Yeah.
They finally did tear it down, but it was right out by New 30.
Yeah, so is that the community center then? Is that that area?
No, the community center is inside the city limits a little bit more.
Gotcha.
The Greyhounds were out close to where New 30 came through.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit of trivia there.
I've been in that community center, and I saw a bunch of the old photos and old Atwood Greyhound signs and
really
everything.
Cool.
I was like, that's pretty cool stuff.
It really is. Very cool.
I'm talking about mascots, and that's all started because the Caston comments.
Well, then you can call me Al, you know.
That's right.
Because you have one called Al.
I do have one called Al. That is the truth. That is the truth. 28-13. Tippecanoe Valley uses a full timeout. They had the basketball, so they have the basketball coming out of the timeout. 3:30 left to go in the first half. They're on top of Caston tonight in girls basketball action. Left wing three for Gonzalez off the iron, front iron, that is. And it's rebounded by Gonzalez. She somehow comes away with the basketball. Long pass to the left corner for Wise. Wise surveys her options and goes back to Gonzalez in between the rings. We're going to get a check-in from Melanie Costello and Betty Shepherd at the next stoppage. Inside, outside, buzzer to Miller, and she catches in the three.
Wow. Yep, that's going to be hard to beat.
45% from the floor. She's 23% from three. But with Savannah Miller, and you look at what she's been able to do this season, you know, mostly with JV experience last year, you've got to be really excited about her progression moving forward here at Tippecanoe Valley High School because of shots just like that. Caston on the other end with Douglas. Gonzalez guarding Douglas. Hernandez Rios, a bounce pass to the right block. Great work with the left hand for Warner, but she could not get the shot to go down, and she had to turn around up and over the defender. We get the basketball simply just out of bounds. Tippecanoe Valley will take over. Costello into the game and Shepherd into the game. So it's two posts in for two posts. Valley actually gets a little shorter on the floor. As buzzer checks out, Coke checks out.
31-13 the count right now. It's not close, so I'm sure that you'll probably see a lot of the kids from Valley rotate in and out tonight.
Feels a little closer than that score, though, does it not?
Yeah. Yes, to me.
Valley's put on these points rather quickly. 31-13, like Rita said, 2 minutes left to go in the Vikings with the basketball. We'll look at some scores from around the area, although there aren't a ton tonight. We did have some cancellations because of the expected freezing rain a little bit later. I should say not freezing rain, but rain freeze. I have to be very careful about that. Gonzalez's three, no good, rebounded by Caston. Douglas picks away the rebound. Let's see if she tries to score with it. She gets caught at the three-point line, nearly traveled. Good defense by the Vikings to recover. Pass to the baseline. Colvin shot, no good. Shepherd the rebound, and the Vikings want to push. 1:38 left to go in the first half. Gonzalez looks to her left. Now floats a pass to Hadley Wise, left wing. Wise back to Gonzalez at the tip of the TV at midcourt. And Wise chucks a three, no good. Offensive rebound by Costello. Count the basket as she fought through contact on the putback and is on the board.
A really good shot that Wise took, and everybody was there waiting for it to come up either all the way through or the rim. So that rim play right now, the left and right of the rim, has been very well executed by Valley defensively.
It has indeed. And that's another sophomore for Tippecanoe Valley. Melanie Costello scoring, just like Savannah Miller. So the future of at least, you know, some scoring production, pretty bright for the Vikings. As Costello at the free throw line, 75% this season, missed the would-be three-point play. 33-13, 20-point advantage for the Vikings with 80 seconds left to go in the first half. Douglas bounced past to Colvin. Colvin got her pocket picked by Wise. It's a foot race right in front of the scorer's table. And both girls had to kind of let up there. They would have probably had a couple of bruises on their faces from hitting that scores table. Brandon Kreska, he's not here right now, but a big sigh of relief for him because that's a brand new scores table with a new digital scoreboard. You don't want to take any pixels out of that or any of the lights out of that. That is that's a new toy here at Tippecanoe Valley High School, and you got to keep that thing in good shape.
Along with the all-new look with the new bleachers and the brightness in here, it really looks great.
Yeah, we've got an official timeout as Douglas tried to work around a screen. I think she just got popped in the eye. I don't know if it was somebody trying to poke the basketball away.
Gotta bring her out, I think.
Yeah, she's tearing up just a bit. She's not crying, but it's because she got poked in the eye. Douglas checks out. Steininger checks in. 33-13, 60 seconds even left to go. Comets struggling to get the basketball in. They do. Working with it's Craig. Back to the basket. Hand off to Barry. Barry through the lane with the right hand. Her shot attempt no good. Gonzalez another rebound. Quick pass to Shepherd. Shepherd turns at the right elbow. Now gives up a shoulder trying to find some space. Maybe got away with a little bit of a push there. She gets the basketball to Costello and now Gonzalez. And this appears to be a situation where Tippecanoe Valley will hang on for the final shot of the half. 33-13 the score. Coach Parker. And the commands in place for this final offensive set. It's to Stuckey, now Gonzalez, far side. Comes back to Hadley Wise at the top of the key. Near side to Stuckey. Stuckey high pass to Gonzalez. Gonzalez looks at the clock, still watching the clock. She dribbles left and right from the tee. V at midcourt. 6 seconds left, the action will start. Gonzalez in the left lane, looking back door to Wise. Wise missed the lane, a little bit of contact. And with 1.1 seconds left, the Vikings will actually get a baseline out of bound, and Kasten thought maybe initially it was their basketball, but no, it's going to be Gonzalez who will trigger the inbound. And like Rita just mentioned a few moments ago, this has been a really good set for offensively for Tippecanoe Valley. The look to Wise. Wise, the quick toss is in with two hands. Right at the buzzer, Tippecanoe Valley strikes again. It's a 13-point first half for Hadley Wise, and Tippecanoe Valley leads 35-13. As we get you inside our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show, we'll look at some scores from around the area, get you the total stats of everything we've seen from tonight's matchup, and get you prepped and ready for the second half when we return right here on 107.3 WRSW.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for your day. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Well, Rita, we've got one of the more entertaining halftime things that happened here at Tippecanoe Valley High School. It's the Junior League, and they're out getting their opportunity to run up and down the court in which one day they will be playing on, not too long from now.
I'd say 4 or 5 years old at the max, maybe.
I think it's kindergarten and first grade tonight, so that's probably right on there.
We call it the girls guys, too, because, you know, they don't want to make a differential here. That's the way they work it. But anyway, that's always fun. Oh, they're scoring a point.
It is a good time. And they're scoring, too. Some good basketball here. We've seen some good basketball all around, though, tonight. It's Tippecanoe Valley holding a 35-13 lead as we welcome you into our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. Let's hit the Tippecanoe Valley scoring while we have the opportunity to do so. There's some scoring going out on the court right now. Hadley Wise, she has a game-high 13 points. It's her ninth game this season in which she's scored 10 points or more. That's 9 out of 10 contests for Tippecanoe Valley. Hadley Wise with 4 points tonight. Izzy Woodruff with 4 points tonight. Haley Stuckey has 2 points. 2 points for Melanie Costello. 2 points for Maisie Koch. 5 points for Savannah Miller. 2 for Daylen Buzzard. And 1 for Betty Shepard. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different Lady Vikings have already scored in just two quarters of play.
Time. Yes, every one of them had a lot of time on the floor, so I was really glad to see a breakout game, I think, for Hadley. She was due that, and we're going to have her all hands on deck Saturday night.
Yeah, defense was really strong, too. They forced 13 first-half turnovers for Caston. Tippecanoe Valley only turned the basketball over 3 times, and they out-rebounded Caston in the first half 15-12. The first quarter score, 20-6, our score right now, 35-13, and let's go through the Caston scoring. Maddie Douglas with 7 points, 2 points for Grace Colvin, and 4 points for Allison Craig to get you to the number of 13 in the first half for Caston. Let's check out our scoreboard from around the area. What do we have going on? Not a ton of games tonight. It is a little bit of a slimmer sheet as far as the scores are concerned. Weather has a lot to do with that. We'll start with girls basketball. In fact, it's mostly just girls basketball, so I'm actually going to start with boys basketball and give you the only score that we have for boys tonight in the area. South Central currently beating John Glenn 29-17 near the halftime break there, so that's South Central over John Glenn in boys basketball. These are all girls basketball scores. We already have one final tonight, 53-13, John Glenn defeating Argus. Culver Academy over LaVille right now at the end of the first half, 27-13. Jimtown and Northwood. Northwood on top, 18-9 in the third quarter. That's 18-9 in the third quarter, Northwood over Jimtown. Rochester leading Northwestern tonight, 31-11 at the end of the third quarter. McConaughey all over Peru, 37-17 right now at the end of the first half in that contest. And we're still awaiting some scores a little bit later on tonight. We've got a couple of really good games actually on the board. North Judson and Culver Community. Culver Community Yeah, they're having a really good season. They're number one in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference right now.
And, you know, they've had that off and on. One of the best years that they had probably 3 or 4 years in a row was when the Triton coach was their head coach. That's when then she decided to take time out to have her kids and then go back to coaching. Now she's at Triton. So she's seen some success there, and they do have some kids that can play the game.
Yeah, well, on the girls' side, they're leading the Hoosier North Athletic Conference right now. Last time I checked, they'll have a pivotal matchup against North Judson tonight. East Noble and Whitco also going to be in action a little bit later. Mississinawa and North Miami, that's got a chance to be a really good matchup. Mishawaka at Knox and Bremen at Triton. So that's why I had said, as of now in the pregame show, Bremen was undefeated. They do play a pretty solid Triton team tonight at the Trojan Trench. In college basketball, these are college basketball scores from around the area. In men's, Grace defeated Nelson University out of Arizona 74-72, that game in a tournament in Hawaii. Arizona Christian and Huntington in men's basketball tied up late in the second half, 50-50. We've got 7 minutes left to go in the second. Goshen defeated IU Kokomo tonight, girls basketball, women's basketball, that is, 76-67. Grace over Stanton, California, 115-57. The Grace Lady Lancers continuing to put up the points at a high, high level. And Taylor versus Arizona Christian women's basketball tonight, 48-43, 9:19 left to go in the final quarter there, as Taylor on top by 5 points. It's your Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. And with that being said, we have just 2 free throws made so far tonight. So it'll be $4 going to the KC Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisors. Remember, all season long, Beacon Point Advisors is pledging $2 for every free throw made by both Tippecanoe Valley and Triton boys and girls basketball here on 107.3 WRSW. So we're super appreciative of all the effort they do to help the KC Riley Kids Fund, not only during the basketball season, but all year round, in the midst of a pretty major transition, as they have transitioned formerly Alderfer Bergen & Company to now Beacon Point Advisors.
And one of the main reasons for that, I think, was so that they would have more time to do just exactly what they're doing now with Riley. You know, that hands-on thing is really tough. You get to a better organization, a bigger organization, that takes some of that away from you, then that leaves you more time to do the community things. And I know that's really close to the heart of mine. And also of Alan. They love that so much. So it won't get any less. It will get to be more.
That's right. We love it. Need to see some more free throws in the second half. All the way the game is looking right now, may not be a ton of opportunities for that. It's 35-13. We will take it to the break. And when we come right back out, we'll have third quarter action from Tippecanoe Valley High School on 107.3 WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Mentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Niftone of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Jerry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Sechrest now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Niftone of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Niftone of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality, and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. Baylen Height, the legendary Rita Price. A pretty quick moving first half takes us to a lead of 35-13 tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. And I was just listening, just Coach Parker was talking with the scorers table here. I'm not sure if there was a special substitution about to happen. Maybe they thought they weren't going to have Izzy Woodruff there for a moment. She kind of came out of the locker room a little late, so maybe she was shaken up. But it is the same starting five for the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings to start the second half.
A lot of sickness going around.
There is a lot of sickness.
Some kind of stomach flu, all kinds of stuff. So
it is that time of the year.
Could come and go for any one of them.
Absolutely. Kasten has the first possession of the second half. Colvin from the top of the key to Douglas, who had 7 points in the first half, so she's 10 shy of her season 17 average. And really trying to get a little bit more consistency. Great set ran right out of the break by Kasten, but it results in a missed shot. Colvin had a wide open three, and it slowly popped off the left side of the rim. Tippecanoe Valley with the rebound, 35-13 their lead in complete control, a 22-point halftime advantage, and they're trying to tack on more in the second half. Not a conference matchup by any means. These schools only separated by about, what, 25 minutes, Rita?
Yeah.
Good pass to Wise from Woodruff, and then a little miscommunication as Woodruff tried to hand it right back to Hadley Wise. Douglas slipped right at the top of the key. Fortunately for Kasten, they maintained the possession. Chasing it down was Craig. Back to Colvin. Colvin with the left hand working on Miller. Back to Hernandez-Rios. Now to Coughing. Craig trying to find Colvin. Now turns back around. Good defense all around by Tippecanoe Valley, making it very tough tonight for Kasten to score. 13 points so far through one half of play for a team that's averaging 46 points per game. Yeah, that's pretty good. You're gonna win a lot of games and you keep a team under their average like that. Double screen at the top of the key. Missed shot from mid-range for Colvin. She got tapped pretty hard there after the shot was taken. Thought maybe there was contact. And could have been a foul, but there was not one. 6:24, still nobody scored in the second half. Bodies are hitting the floor. Douglas slid off the defender as Gonzalez swung around the top of the key to knock down the free throw line jumper. 6 points
open
for Gabby.
Yep, made a good sense to get that shot away.
37-13. Offense continuing to hum for Tippecanoe Valley. A lot of their points off turnovers in the first half. They were really strong in transition off those turnovers. Douglas off the right block is swatted and fouled. Madison Douglas to the free throw line. 1 for 2 there tonight. See who they get that personal foul on. It's going to be Izzy Woodruff picking up her second personal.
Valley foul on number 20, Izzy Woodruff, her second, team's first.
The Vikings, like we've mentioned tonight, they will take on Bremen this Saturday. We'll have that matchup for you live right here on 107.3 WRSW. First one, no good for Douglas at the line. That's a game we've had circled for a long time, and we thought we'd already be talking to you right now with that game being played already, because that was a rescheduled game from last Thursday. Second free throw, good for Douglas. So just like the first trip to the free throw line, she splits this pair. 37-14, 8 points for Douglas. Gonzalez quickly the other way. Spun a pass to Buzzard that was tipped off of a member of the Kasten Comets, but it found the hands of Dalen Buzzard nonetheless. Buzzard to the top of the key, now to Hadley Wise. Wise looks, floats a pass, far side to Gonzalez. Gonzalez looks to the interior, now top of the key, handoff pass to Buzzard. Back to Wise. Step behind the three-point line, and Hadley Wise drills a triple.
That was just a boom, and that was off.
16 for Hadley Wise. Past her season average. That's an assist from Dalen Buzzard, and overall really good offense by Tippecanoe Valley. Girls are really dialed in on offense. 40-14, 5:18. Wise almost forcing a turnover. Poked it away from the grasp of Grace Colvin. It'll be an inbound right of the Kasten bench. Colvin looks to the right. Now she will get it into Douglas. I know this is 40-14 right here, but Rita, you really got to credit Kasten for stepping up to the challenge tonight and visiting, coming to Tippecanoe Valley after their game was canceled.
And I'll tell you something. I do think this is a good team to schedule, basically because of the geographic proximity. That's good. It's a 1A against a 3A. That's good for Kasten. It's just good for both teams, and they do provide a good product every year.
Air ball three by Douglas. Offensive rebound by Coffin. Yeah, you look at their record year over year, they're normally over 500. I know last year they were under 500, but for the most part, they are over 500. So we have a reach-in foul on the interior against Tippecanoe Valley.
Well, it wasn't very many years ago, and they had an outstanding team. They were big.
2024, I believe, is what you're speaking
yes.
of. They were regional champs, and I think that's the only regional championship
yep.
they've had in school history for girls basketball.
They were powerful. They were really a good team then.
Good softball team in the spring, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Douglas will take a seat for Kasten. Ellie Zartman just checked in for her. Shepherd in, Stuckey in for the Vikings. Woodruff comes out of the game, as does Savannah Miller. Looking for an inbounder. Colvin finds Craig. Bounce the basketball out of her hands. Now here's a race on for Hadley Wise. Hadley with the right hand, just enough momentum to get the basketball to kiss off the glass and fall through. 18 for Hadley, 42-14. Vikings in control.
She made that look pretty easy.
And remember, Rita, they're only 3 points away from that magic number. The Vikings 6-0 this season when they score 45 points or more in a game. Look to be on pace for that with still a quarter and a half to play with 4:14 left to go in the third quarter. Kasten struggling to find offense. 6 points in the first quarter, 7 points in the second quarter, and midway through the third quarter, they turned the basketball over again, and they scored just 1 point and remain without a field goal. Douglas back into the game. Hernandez Rios out. Pressure will sag off for Kasten. Gonzalez will take her time as she slowly walks it to the midline. Left-handed dribble, now right-handed dribble. Hand off to Hadley Wise. Wise switches on to that defender, and Hadley
yeah.
scooted a little bit with that right foot. Traveled.
A little bit. Took her some time to make her mind what was going to be next, so that turns
Hadley
it over.
Warner, along with Edison Steiner.
53 left. Steiner checking in. Warner also checking in for Kasten.
She's got great possibilities, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 foot junior. She's got two different colored shoes on. I like the style choice there. She's got light blue and yellow. Light blue on the right foot, yellow on the left foot there. And we get a reach-in foul on the inside against Tippecanoe Valley. Betty Shepherd picking up the personal foul. It's just Betty's first. It's the third, though, against Tippecanoe Valley in the quarter. Colvin looking to inbound the basketball once again. Struggling. Gets it into Steininger. Steininger back to the inbounder. Colvin, right corner triple off the mark. It's a long three-point attempt. Wise trying to sneak a pass to Gonzalez. Kasten wasn't having any of it. Douglas sent it away. Back to the perimeter and collected by Tippecanoe Valley. Gonzalez up and under off the right baseline runner. And that shot no good.
Would have been kind of a wing and a prayer.
I was about to say, it would have been a pretty good improvisation if that would have gone in. And you see Melanie Costello come in at the next stoppage for Tippecanoe Valley. Gonzalez guarding Colvin. Back to Steininger, almost holding hands with the defender, Haley Stuckey. Now far corner for Colvin, trying to find a paint touch for Douglas, and Tippecanoe Valley turns him away. Great pass up to Stuckey from Gonzalez, and Haley Stuckey with nobody around her scores it easy.
Yeah.
30-point game.
That's right.
44-14. No shot, foul on the floor, I think against Betty Shepherd again. Nope, this one's going to be Haley Stuckey. That's the fourth against Tippecanoe Valley in the quarter. So next personal foul against the Vikings will be automatic free throws for Kasten for the remainder of the third quarter. This is a little bit of a danger zone, though, for Kasten, as it's a 30-point advantage. Number 35 signals in the second half a running clock for teams in Indiana High School basketball. Long miss three once again for Kasten. Gonzalez sizing up the defense in front of her. Vikings trying to space this one out. Gonzalez to Costello, screen left from Koch. She did not take it. Now back to Gonzalez. Gabby stepping into a three. Didn't quite get her feet set on that one as she let the three loose. Way off the mark, it went front iron. Rebounded by Kasten. I thought they almost turned it away there. Rita, I was watching up here, and Douglas had to go back and chase the basketball. Fortunately, nobody from Tippecanoe Valley there. In and out of the hands, the pass goes to Steininger. Now Colvin. Colvin tonight just 2 points, just 10 below her season average, nearly 12 points per game. Colvin trying to turn, handoff pass. Finds Zartman. Now Zartman to Douglas, under 2 minutes left to go in the quarter. One-handed pass stolen by Betty Shepherd. Great read by Betty that time. And then Betty back to Gonzalez in a tight window, poked away by Colvin, back to Gabby Gonzalez. Vikings in complete control tonight. Not a single field goal yet for Kasten in the third quarter. Their only point at the free throw line for Maddie Douglas. 90 seconds left to go in the quarter. Stuckey, screen right. Yeah, her shot is blocked as she tried to get it through. Now a free throw line jumper, actually just inside the free throw line. The jump shot for Macy Koch, no good. Rebounded by Melanie Costello. Jump ball goes the air away of Tippecanoe Valley. Savannah Miller is going to check in for Gabby Gonzalez.
Going to see a situation now, I think, where we'll see Valley go really deep in the bench, as deep as they can. They're almost at the 35-foot rule here, a 35-point rule.
And not to say that you're really resting anybody, Reed. It's hard to say that when you had 12 days off.
That's right.
But certainly you're going to have some players get some pretty good rest potentially in this fourth quarter. I think you're spot on there. Pass came into Costello, nearly poked away. Somehow Mullaney was able to recontrol it. Miller back to Shepherd. I'd say probably Miller, your primary ball handler in this situation. Goes back to Stuckey. Double team and a timeout immediately called to help out the offense for Tippecanoe Valley by Rebecca Parker. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll burn it with them. 44-14, 103 left to play in the third quarter. It's all Tippecanoe Valley tonight against Kasten.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Me and Rita just talking about Fairfield basketball during that break. The boys off to a pretty good start to the season. Remember, this year for the first time, you can listen to Fairfield basketball on our sister station, Willie 103.5. Of course, we also have Warsaw basketball and News Now Warsaw all season long. So it's a three network event now. You've got great area basketball at the high school level all season round. Vikings in trouble. Good defense this time by Kasten and a turnover by the Vikings with 48.7 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Just now joining us, it's all Tippecanoe Valley tonight. 44-14. The Vikings on top by 30 points. Kasten has struggled most offensively in this third quarter. To be fair, the Vikings are only outscoring them 9-1. Tippecanoe Valley hasn't exactly been perfect in the third quarter either. Warner into Douglas, in between the free throw line and the basket, now caught in the left block. Goes back to Warner. 2-point jumper, no good. And soaring in for the rebound was Gigi Berry. And she just was able to deflect it out of bounds.
You get somebody that tall that can shoot a three or a long two, that's great. She hasn't really been very accurate tonight, but the possibilities are good for her.
Absolutely. She's back on defense at the free throw line, guarding the current ball handler in Betty Shepherd. Shepherd had the basketball stolen away from her. Haley Stuckey able to recontrol it. 13 seconds left to go. This is a younger group out on the floor for Tippecanoe Valley, with the exception of Shepherd and Stuckey. You've got a junior, two sophomores, and two seniors. 4 seconds left. Shepherd just hoists a prayer of a three from the right corner. And there was 1.9 seconds left to go. I think she was maybe a little hurried with her decision. And Coach Rebecca Parker is laughing as well on the bench.
You have to, don't you?
You have to.
It's Betty. You have to.
Half-court heave from Douglas. That was straight on. Nobody even contests her. That's about as good of a look as you're going to get from half-court. She's hit that nearly in stride. But the score is 44-14 as we get into the fourth quarter time, or fourth quarter here on 107.3 WRSW.
Farmers
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time in the water with help from Splinter Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splinter. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splinter Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake and online at SplinterBoatsWarsaw.com. Splinter Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
There's still smiles on the bench after that Betty Shepherd three-point attempt that hit behind. It hit the support beam behind the rim. I'll give Betty. I won't harp on her too
much. I'll tell you. You just have to be happy about that.
You do.
It makes you smile.
We're happy to have Betty out
That's
here.
That's right.
44-14, Tippecanoe Valley in complete control. A 30-point lead for the Vikings as a quick three from Grace Colvin tickles the twine. Grace, and that is the first three-point make of the evening for Caston. 44-17. We have an offensive foul against Tippecanoe Valley. Hadley Wise trying to fight for space, knocked Madison Douglas to the ground.
Valley foul number 12, Hadley Wise, who's second.
You know, the thing back to Betty, Rita, and I learned this on Wednesday night. So Betty's in cosmetology school in Warsaw.
Yes.
Okay. So that means that by the time that her day ends, her work day, if you will, ends, she can't get to the school down here in about a 25-minute drive from Warsaw until 30 minutes left in practice. She gets out there, she runs, and Coach Hartzler said it's incredible how great a shape she's in for only being able to really practice 30 to 40 minutes a night.
Well, you know, when we always laughed about the fact that whenever Betty came out, something happened. We never knew quite what it was going to be, but something happened. And then Coach Parker always kind of pointed, be a Betty.
Be a Betty.
Make something happen. Whether it's good or bad, at least something.
Haley Stuckey at the free throw line. First free throw, no good. 44-17, 7:23 left to go. Rather, 7:24 left to go in the game. We'll have the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show coming up. As Stuckey 0-for-2 at the line. Izzy Woodruff gets the rebound. And I think Izzy was fouled. Held from behind. No, they actually called the foul on Izzy.
Izzy?
Well, was it on Izzy or was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody,
yes, it is.
They called it on 20, who was also Natalie Warner for Caston. Everybody for Tippecanoe Valley went to go play defense, and Izzy was the only one saying, hey, what's going on here? I was the one that took the hit. Bounce pass on the right block for Daylon Buzzard. Buzzard, triple team. Back to Stuckey, right wing three. Off the glass, no good. She tried to bank that shot in. Hadley Wise gets a rebound, and she traveled.
Well, the official said, it was sorry. A good call. Yeah, it was like, how did that happen? I don't even know. She hustled to the ball, we can say that.
Yes, she did. 44-17. 7 minutes left to go. It looked like at one point we may have been in a situation where we could have saw a running clock. Tippecanoe Valley was 5 points away, but Caston has fought back here and gotten this at least away from that for the moment. Long heave up the court, and somehow Haley Stuckey able to collect herself off a bullet of a pass from Gabby Gonzalez. That was on the opposing far three-point wing up under the basket where Stuckey was just two steps away.
So hard.
Laying that up and in.
Hard shot.
So Haley Stuckey with 6 points tonight. I believe that's a ties a season high for Haley. It does.
Yeah.
6:26 left to go. Douglas steps into a three. She was held on the right arm. That's going to be three free throws upcoming. It's the third foul tonight on Hadley Wise. Douglas goes to the free throw line.
Hadley Wise, her third, team second.
8 points for Douglas. Still pretty shy from her average of 17 this season, averaging 17.8 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, and she has six double-double. That's a pretty impressive stat right there. Wow.
She's just really been frustrated this game.
Second free throw off.
She's like, look at the bench like, what? Did I just do that?
It's one of those nights.
So it's been tough for her. We all know the quality of the player she is, though.
Absolutely. Just a junior, too.
Right.
Second on the way, rather third on the way, and she converts the third. So of every trip she's made to the free throw line, three of them tonight, she's hit the final free throw of that trip. Three at the line, she's three of seven on the night. 46-18, the advantage now for Tippecanoe Valley. Inside to Dalen Buzzard. Dalen fighting for space, and she's fouled by Natalie Warner. Two free throws coming for the best free throw shooter on the team for Tippecanoe Valley. 20 for 25 at the line this season for an average of 80%.
And they have really keyed in on her tonight. They've helped her pretty much stay at bay, and they've done a really good job of making sure she can get those opportunities.
Yeah, just 2 points, now 3 points after she hit that first free throw, averaging seven this season, 5.6 rebounds. That's the most in the team. Rita, the biggest news of the year for her, she's going to go play at the University of Indianapolis and be a softball player.
Yes, how great is that?
It's going to be awesome.
It will be.
Not too far away from home, but gets to enjoy the big city, and mom and dad will be able to jump down there and watch her play.
Everybody love that.
47-18, 5:58 left to go in the fourth quarter. Big congratulations to her. Also, you get that commitment out of the way before your senior season. Always probably helps the nerves a little
bit.
Yes,
it does. It really does. If they can get it done as soon as possible and get the word out, then everybody has to back off.
Colvin switching around at the free throw line. Pass out to Coughing. Coughing. Bounce pass down to Craig. Craig fighting for space. And she's able to turn and fire a shot off the glass. 47-20, 27-point advantage for Tippecanoe Valley. Craig with 6 points for Caston tonight. Trails 3 points behind Douglas with a team lead of nine. Ooh, good read that time by Coughing. Just picked away the pass by Tippecanoe Valley.
Good job.
And Wise, rather, Gonzalez and Woodruff trying to go back and forth. And Coughing took it away from her and turned it into 2 points. First points of the night for Hadley Coughing. Good to see Betty Shepard check back into the game. 47-22. Bounce pass, top of the key to Stuckey. Back to Gonzalez. Now back to Woodruff, the top of the key. Vikings in complete control this one. Pass to the interior. Foul against Caston. Fourth team foul against the Comets. Miller Hernandez-Rios picking up the personal.
Camilla Hernandez-Rios, her first.
Hadley Coughing checks out after it's pretty good minutes. Buzzard, Woodruff, and Gonzalez check out. Costello back into the game, Shepard back into the game, and Macy Koch back into the game. There's a bounce pass to Betty Shepard, and Betty didn't need any sort of good bounce to see that one go through. That was point blank for Betty, and Betty scores with the right hand. Into Douglas now. Douglas trying to get around Miller. She successfully does. Off the glass with the left hand.
Madison Douglas
in double figures. First cast and comment to reach that point. And Coach Parker wants a timeout to talk with her group. It's a 30-second. We'll use it with her. 49-24. Their third use timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Vikings on top of Caston on 107.3 WRSW.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. Vikings use a timeout, up 25 points. Girls basketball action here on 107.3 WRSW. Melanie Costello fires a three that's no good. Craig the rebound. Tippecanoe Valley on top of Caston. This game not originally on the schedule. Douglas, a long three. Tried to use the backboard to bank it in. Shot no good. DeKalb was the intended opponent tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. As the pass up the court for the Vikings tipped out of bounds, it will stay with Tippecanoe Valley. No, it's actually going to stick back to Caston. So, Rita, we've gone over a few times tonight, but because of the impending weather or the expected weather tonight, DeKalb decided that it wasn't in their best interest, just safety concerns, kind of had, sounds like some sick some players, maybe a couple injuries, and it's probably a smart decision. You never want to risk it with weather, especially when it comes to ice or any freezing road conditions. So it was determined that game would not be played. Caston, also a similar situation. Frontier was supposed to be their opponent tonight. That game got canceled or postponed, still to be determined. So they actually called Tippecanoe Valley and said, hey, your guys' game's off. Our game is off. How about we drive up the road here and we make this work and we get a game in? And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, it happened around 3:30 today, that quickly. So nobody had a chance to prepare for anyone, for sure. But both teams were excited about getting a game in. That's been hard.
It's been 12 days for Tippecanoe Valley since they last had a full game, and that was against John Glenn, a 34-44 loss. But weather has made it difficult for Tippecanoe Valley this season to have long, sustained stretches of games. Shepherd fighting for position in the post, and she is fouled by Craig. Two free throws upcoming for Betty Shepherd. Betty 1-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. 49-24. Right before we took that break, it dawned on me that Tippecanoe Valley has surpassed the 45-point mark. So if they hang on to this one, as the first free throw was halfway down for Betty and spun off the rim. So if Tippecanoe Valley can hang on, which it certainly looks like they're going to, up 25 points with 3:12 left to go in the fourth quarter, they'll move to 7-0 this season when they score 45 points or more in a contest. Second free throw, no good for Betty. Long pass by Douglas, caught by Barry. Now long three for Colvin. That three-pointer, no good. And Betty Shepherd had the rebound for a moment and just actually deflected it into the hands of her teammate, Macy Cope. Macy back to Costello, and Mulaney now brings it up the court, pestered by Douglas.
Macy's another one that can really hold her own underneath. She's physical, and she's not very tall, but she can take it to you if she needs to.
Remember the coming-out game for her, for me, was last year in that West Noble sectional
game.
Right, exactly. Valley was struggling to score. They were struggling to get rebounds, and Macy came in off the bench and just asserted her dominance. I think she had 8 points, maybe four rebounds. It was a really big boost for the Vikings that allowed them to win that game and then play a really competitive semifinal round game against Fairfield the following night. 2:34 left to go in the game. 49-24 still. Pretty low scoring second half. Caston's actually scored 10 points. It's their highest scoring quarter in this game so far. Miller the basketball on the far wing, or the near wing. Trying to dribble it around the defensive Douglas. Back to Cope. Back to Costello. Vikings just taking their time here, working the time and score. Hanging on to the possession, trying to play smart, disciplined basketball. Miller, the free throw line, nearly got her pocket picked. Now the basketball on the floor. We'll get another jump ball. We just had alternating jump balls. So Valley had the possession. Now it's back to Caston. Vikings back in action after Saturday's matchup right here at Rita Price-Simpson Court. It's their final matchup before Christmas, as they take on a top 10 team in Class 2A, Whitco Wildcats, visit Rita Price-Simpson Court. And Rita, we've had that game scheduled for quite a while.
Yes, we have, and we're looking forward to that very much.
Anytime we get Whitco on the schedule, we're very fortunate. Got to pick them up during the tournament run last year. Awesome support staff or support in the community, and we're very appreciative of them and everything that they do to help us bring you Whitco basketball on 107.3 WRSW at points throughout the year. Foul in the interior on Douglas, rather against Tippecanoe Valley. Third personal foul in the quarter, 13 foul against Tippecanoe Valley. Coke hit with the personal foul. Douglas to the free throw line, a spot where she's not had the best of luck tonight. 3-for-7.
Which isn't like her.
First attempt this trip.
There you go.
Straight through the twine. As many free throws as made field goals tonight. That's her fourth free throw. 12 points for Douglas. Tippecanoe Valley's kept her six below her average. Second on the way, off the iron left. Rebounded by Coke. 1:40 left to go in the game. Vikings only scored 5 points in the fourth quarter. Didn't need a lot of help in the fourth quarter, but the offense did kind of stall out a little bit. You're seeing all the starters except Izzy Woodruff on the bench right now, and Savannah Miller. She's going to get her first career start tonight. Costello to Cope to Stuckey. Back to Woodruff. Vikings just trying to play keep away. reach-in foul from behind against Izzy Woodruff as Hadley Coffing took the basketball and tried to race down the court.
She kind of got a little bit of ahead of herself that time, and I think she was waiting for the next play to come and got out of position.
Savannah Miller will check out. That's the fourth on Woodruff. Lily Koch will check in. This is Lily's fifth game of the season. So with Lily checking in, that's every single player available on the bench for Tippecanoe Valley that will get in the score sheet tonight. And all of them have scored. Eight different girls have scored. The Vikings take the basketball away. Could it be the final possession of the game? Tippecanoe Valley safely trying to get it across midcourt. Costello does. She goes far, extended perimeter. Now to the near side, being guarded tightly, has to get the basketball away, or she may have had a five count get called on her. Goes to Koch. It's Lily Koch, both Macy and Lily in the game. Pass in and out of the hands of Lily Koch to take away, and then Lily Koch steals it right back. Up to Izzy Woodruff. Woodruff in the near side. Looks back to Coach Parker to see what she wants her to do. Do we run any offense here? Or are we just trying to hang on to this one and hold on for the victory?
Looks like that may be the case.
I think so. 13 seconds left in this one. Kasten not going to attack too much? No. The Vikings will get a shot up. So Coach Parker okayed that, of course. Woodruff going to the basket is fouled. Izzy will go to the free throw line. Zartman's first team foul. Two for Izzy. She's only taken four free throws this season, now five, and she's 3 for 5. So 50-point night for Tippecanoe Valley. They double up Kasten's score after that free throw. Second for Izzy, no good. So the 50% mark on the year remains for her. 3 for 6. 50-25, 3 seconds left. Pass out to Warner, and it's taken away by Tippecanoe Valley. So the Vikings will win tonight over Kasten in an impromptu game with two teams who, coming into this day, were expecting to play different opponents. But they end up playing each other, and it all works out well for Tippecanoe Valley. They move to 7-3. Kasten drops to 7-5 on the season. Both teams now at the midway point, or to the midway point of their seasons. We will take a timeout and get you to the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show and talk with head coach Rebecca Parker, as well as total up the final stats and look at the final scores from around the area. You're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Girls Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating, and my wish for you this Christmas and holiday season is that you don't need us this month. However, if you do need us, we're here for you. Water heater tank, springs a leak, toilets backed up, or the furnace won't kick on? We're here for you at Flotec 24/7. As a Bryant factory authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow. Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Online at flotecpnh.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on-site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast, we can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house, or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Beacon Point Advisors post-game show, a final here from Tippecanoe Valley High School, 50-25. The Lady Vikings take down the Caston Lady Comets tonight in pretty quick fashion. 20-6 after the first quarter. It was 35-13 at halftime. 44-14 at the end of the third quarter, and 50-25 our final. Let's get you our scoring, and for that we'll start with the Caston Comets tonight. 2 points for Hadley Coffin, 5 for Grace Colvin, 6 for Allison Craig, 11 for Madison Douglas, and that was a key emphasis tonight for Tippecanoe Valley defensively, was limiting her. She is the one of two double-figure average scorers for Caston. Vikings held her 7 shy of her season average. And I think Coach Parker is going to join us. I think I saw her in my peripheral vision making her way over to us. So we will toss her on live. Coach, can you hear us okay?
Yep, loud
okay,
and clear.
Okay, so we got Coach Parker on. I was just totaling up the score for Caston.
Okay.
Well, I will ask you first. This game was, you know, it's not a team you're necessarily unfamiliar with because you guys do scrimmage in the preseason and over the summer. But with the limited prep time you have, what did you try to emphasize or what did you try to look at with this group to get prepared for tonight's matchup?
Well, you know, we really wanted to kind of establish ourselves defensively and limit number 22. You know, she's a really good scorer. We knew that from the scrimmage. We knew that from just the limited time that we got to watch a couple games that I had of them. And so I think that limiting her helped us just kind of control them offensively. She does such a good job. So, and I thought for the most part, you know, if we controlled the pace and we rebounded, I thought we'd be okay tonight.
Short term to get ready, but you got a game in. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. I mean, I'm so happy. All thanks to Caston for coming over here, and it just kind of fell into place the way it did this morning, and couldn't be happier to get these guys back playing and stuff before Saturday.
And I really like the Caston collaboration there. We had that years ago, then it kind of went adrift. They had some really good success in 1A all the way down the line, and they'll build that back up again. So I think they're a good opponent.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we had them just as a scrimmage person, our team last 2 years, and I think we'll keep them on the schedule if it works out for them. Coach and I kind of talked about, you know, keeping them in that rotation for us.
Very light communities.
Definitely, you know, yeah.
And I think that does make a difference sometimes.
Yep, definitely. And he talked a lot about, you know, just having Caston kids and wanting to win with those kind of kids. And And you know, it's awesome to see communities like that come together in such a small school and stuff. And he does a really good job with their program.
Well, Bremen Saturday night.
Yep.
Well, okay. Here we go now.
Yep.
Big showdown.
Yep, that's right. We'll see how we get off the bus.
That'll be the big thing.
That's the question, right? Yeah.
So 45 is kind of the number. So 40, when you guys have scored 45 points or more, you were 6-0 coming into tonight. You get 50 tonight, so you're 7-0. So that's, I know we talk a lot about offense, that consistency.
Yeah.
45 seems to be the number. Can you get there against a good Bremen team? What's it gonna, like, what are some things that you're going to have to happen in order to make that happen?
Time of possession is going to be huge for us. We got to have the ball more than they have the ball. And we have to be able to knock down outside shots. I mean, I would be shocked if they don't play us 2-3 zone the majority of the game. And on the defensive end, you know, we got to limit their big three and their three guards and without fouling.
Yeah, yeah. That's the biggie. Although you've been able to really go deep on your bench and you've had good success with that,
yeah.
You don't want to press that luck too much.
No, definitely not. And, you know, I wanted to get a lot of people in tonight and just get kind of game legs back a little bit. You know, 12 days off, or not off, but 12 days with no games. You lose that. I mean, as much as we, you know, go up and down in practice, you lose game kind of wind. And I thought getting, you know, a lot of people in tonight, just trying to get that so that they're not brand new coming in on Saturday.
I talked to Bill a little bit about what you talked to me about before the game, kind of off the cuff, when you made the comment that you would even bring some boys in here to play tonight to have a game. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a rule against that?
I don't believe so. If it is, I don't.
Like the freshman boys, if you had to do that?
I think as long as they're enrolled at Valley, I think you can have them out.
So if something happened like that, you could have had a game. It wouldn't have been what everybody looked for, but yeah. You could have had the game.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, I don't know that the school would have paid for the refs for that, yeah. But it would have been, you know, me and Coach Blaine and Coach Trey officiating. You would have seen us, but besides
would have
that,
been no
yeah.
lean there for the girls, would there have been?
That was the
three-person officiating crew.
Yeah,
but, you know, this has been such a weird year. I have never in all my years known this many changes in schedules this early. January, you kind of expect it. You don't expect that starting the middle of November.
Yeah, it's been, you know, kind of a challenge for us. And I got to give a shout out to Mr. Kreska and filling in for that role and just the amount of time and work I know he's put in, not only and just with our program, but, you know, for all of the sports programs. And he's wearing a lot of hats right now.
You bet.
And I'm excited to have our new AD come in and give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's excited for that,
I've heard that there's been a little rumbling and excitement in the girls' realm a little bit about having her come in. Not that she won't be fair across the board. I know she will be. But she was a great athlete.
Yeah, you know, I tell people I have kind of a mix. When I went overseas to play, there's a certain number of years where I don't really know the graduating classes very well, and she falls into that. So I'm excited to get to know her and work with her, and hopefully that we can, you know, get organized. And like I said, I appreciate though what Mr. Kreska has done so far, and tonight just really worked out. I mean, it was nothing but luck, and the fact that, you know, Kasten's coach was texting me about a separate date, and then we figured out that we both got canceled for tonight, and it worked out. So
great. Just all across the board, great. Well, the kids are coming around, and that's what you have to do. This is really early in the season, we think, but it's not really. You've gone through almost half your games. You're about half done now. And when you come down to losing that tournament, has there been any thought about maybe possibly picking up anything more, or is the schedule pretty much set now?
Well, we're still looking for one more game. So we added South Bend, Washington. I believe that is January 17th, if my memory serves me right. And that's going to be just a varsity game. But we added them. We're going to go play them up there in South Bend. And then we're still looking for that one more game to complete the schedule. And got some teams in the mix of trying to figure out dates. You know, it's just a big jigsaw puzzle trying to make it all work at this point.
Fun at halftime or between games. It's fun to see the little gals out there. That was great fun.
Yeah.
They pretty much got the concept. Traveling, they don't have down very well, but other than that, no.
Yeah, they've done a good job. Our youth league ends this Saturday. We've done six weeks of kindergarten through sixth grade. They come in, and we do fundamental stuff for like 45 minutes, and then the second half of of that time, the next 45 minutes, they play, they scrimmage and stuff, or they play games. And the little ones are so much fun. You know, the kindergarten, first, second graders are so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it's good for the kids that play basketball here, too, to be the officials, to be involved in that way.
How they do out there.
Pretty weak whistle, I'll be honest.
Thank you, Balin. Listen, yeah. I have to tell them, it is a full-time job to just help them officiate.
Yeah.
I can't even give any
Dalen
of my energy.
Was looking
energy.
At the bench half the time.
Yes.
Chaney was looking at the crowd. I mean,
they were ripping each other, too. I'm glad you said that so that I can tell them that I am not the only one that thinks you guys' officiating is weak.
Yeah.
Weak.
Well, they spend most of their time laughing.
Yeah, I know.
But they're happy about it.
I know.
You know.
I'm like, I keep telling them, they have to hear the whistle. Like, you have to blow it so they can hear it so they know to stop and, like, you know, how the game is played. But
I really appreciate the fact that you're doing that, though, because the love of the game is 90% of it.
Yeah, and it's been so great to see just we've had some open gyms for 5th through 8th grade, and I remember this time at last year very, very vividly. Leslie Broyette helps with our middle school program, and, you know, we were kind of at the point where it's like, do we open it up for just the amount of kids that were coming? And now just this past Monday we were able to use both gyms, and we used both gyms. So just in that short span that year of, you know, just – opening it and having the opportunity for them to play, it's really kind of changed things, and seeing the numbers grow is good.
It's good. We'll be with you Saturday. Now, see, that's one good thing that all this has done. It's let us have that open for the 20th to make sure we got the Bremen game in there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
We didn't want to miss that. That is good.
Well, he's coming home a little earlier for a Christmas thing to kind of make that work.
Yeah.
Thanks, Balin.
Yeah. No problem.
We appreciate that.
No problem.
Hopefully
Team player.
We'll show up for you. Hopefully we'll show up for you.
Yeah, yes. I might not show up. I will show up, but in the sense of getting off the bus, what will I look like? That's a good question as well.
Well, these Christmas things, how many will this be for you?
This will be number 2 of we got 5.
They have 5.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
serious.
It is.
Well, he and Nash have to take the next day to kind of played a little bit loose so they're not so tired.
That's right. That's right.
That baby gets tired of being shoveled around from one relative to the next.
That's
right. Difficult stuff.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But it's fun. We enjoy it.
Good. You bet. Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Look forward to a Saturday.
Yep. Thanks.
We'll take a timeout. We'll get final scores when we come back here on 107.3 WRSW.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are 3 styles and 12 colors to choose from, 26-gauge material, and the great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
R.S. Miller Construction offers general construction, concrete foundations, basements, driveways, and sidewalks for commercial and residential properties. If you're interested in a custom-built home, call R.S. Miller Construction at 574-491-5075. Sean or Chad will be happy to give you an estimate on a new custom-built home, finished the way you want. They will work with you and your needs, no cookie-cutter concept, a home that has only your name on it. Expect the best from R.S. Miller Construction. New name, the same quality and service.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website, warsaweng.com.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Final stop on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. I want to get through the scoring real quick for Tippecanoe Valley. The Vikings were led by 18 points from Hadley Wise, 6 points by Gabby Gonzalez, 6 from Haley Stuckey, 5 from Savannah Miller, 3 from Dalen Buzzard, 3 for Betty Shepherd, 2 from Lainey Costello, and 2 for Maisie Koch. So really balanced score sheet. Every single available player off the bench got in to play tonight. And once again, Tippecanoe Valley won tonight 50-25. Free throw totals, 1, 2, 3. So $6. Not a great night, but it's a win. We'll take $6 into the Casey Riley Kids Fund. Not complain about that at all. Do one check of our scores from Erica Warren, see if anything went final while we were in our game. And girls basketball, Rochester a winner tonight, 46-19 over Northwestern. North Judson beats Culver tonight, 45-37. It's a big win for North Judson in girls basketball. Northwood beats Jimtown, 32-13. McConaughey beats Peru, 54-43. East Noble and Whitco, Whitco a winner by 15, 57-42. And in boys basketball, John Glenn falls tonight, 66-45-2. South Central. Rita, we'll be back in action tomorrow night. It's going to be an awesome night as someone's going to get that first win between Peru and Tippecanoe Valley.
And those two teams have always been very competitive against each other, so it's not as if they don't know each other pretty well. So I look for that to be a physical game, but a good game. And if Valley's going to peel that one off, they're going to have to play well. Of course, Peru's looking at the same thing. So it's even up right now. But as they always say, somebody will go away happy.
Someone's going to go away
happy.
That's
right.
We're going to go away happy tonight as it's a final. 50-25. Tippecanoe Valley moves to 7-3. Caston drops to 7-5. The Lady Vikings are back in action Saturday night at Bremen. We'll have that game live for you. Our pregame broadcast starts right around 7:15 following the junior varsity contest. For legendary Rita Price, I'm Balen Height saying so long and stay safe tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Rita Price, Simpson Court.